Hello everybody. Hello. I'm Tim Games. I'm gonna be talking about my newest release, single track rap music. This rap music is titled "It's a Bashful World." You know, many people might be asking why say it's a bashful world. You know, and this music was released a week today. It was released on the 2nd of April of 2021 on a Good Friday. You know, so today being Friday again, and it's just completely 1 week, and it's doing very well on the Spotify, mostly Spotify. Big numbers in the stream. It's a bashful world. It's a song, it's a track, guys. I looked at the world, I looked at how everything is, and I looked at so many people who are supposed to be living well, but they are suffering, and I'm wondering, you know, that if it was the world which was created by God, actually God created the world and made it a beautiful place, made it a nice place, and, you know, for people to live, you know, because there is money, you know, and still God has created money. Finances of people, they walk like elephants, but they eat like ants. So sometimes before they say, the result of hard work is success. But these days, you find out so many people who are working very hard, sleepless night. They don't, you know, they don't rest, but they, at the end of the day, they have nothing to, you know, to count for all their work. They're still eating like an elephant. You saw some people with PhD degrees, they have PhDs, but they got no jobs. They got no job, and they are working in the street. They are shooting barefoot. And this is someone who is an illiterate who didn't go to school, and or learn track. He's doing very well in his track and making a whole lot of money, being a billionaire, multi-billionaire. Then you see someone who decided he wanted to go to school, and went and studied, and couldn't find his place, you know. And the people that invested in that is Jesus. Stories that making okay, we're investing a lot of money during the time of stuff for you to settle now and make money. We're not saying give us money, but at least we'd like to see you succeed, want to see your success. And there are many people, such people, you find out that most of them don't even have that job. They've gone, their parents borrowed money, some of them, their parents are also rich, they have to go and also have to feed them. And they have overcome, they can't even be able to get jobs, and they love people out there that graduate. This is some people who, it's not about education anyway. People who are working hard, moving things, and who don't have too much energy for them. And in the beginning, it's not even happening to me. They are working like elephants, working so hard, working like an ant. Can you take me back? So, and if I had some people who were supposed to be working in some places, and this is what's happening in African countries, in Nigeria, but in developed countries like United States, like England, and maybe Germany, maybe Canada, Australia, some other places, you don't really see the Netherlands, you don't really see what I'm going to say now, but mostly people in African countries. Somebody who loves a lot of graduates out there, When I came back from the UK, I found out that most people who read medicine were working in the banking sector. I was wondering what have happened to the hospitals. And I found out that it was difficult for them to get a job. You know what I'm saying? They can't, you know, put their feet in there. And I found out I went to one of the hospitals and I was going for a test, a blood test. And I was a lady there and I started chatting. And I asked her some questions. I was trying to chat her up where she was trying to take out my blood. And I asked her, did you study laboratory sciences? She said, no. I said, did you study anything medical science or something else to do with laboratory? She said, no. And I said, what did you study? She said, she studied linguistics. You studied linguistics? She said, yes. And I said, how possible can you study linguistics and you are taking out my blood? It's supposed to be somebody who studied laboratory sciences, somebody who studied biomedical sciences that are supposed to license to work in the lab, you know, dealing with blood takings. How can you? She said, yeah, she didn't read the course, but she got on the line, on the job training from the hospital. My question is, there some people who studied that course, they are in their house, they have no job. But someone else that didn't even study, they don't know anything about taking, anything about laboratory sciences, is one that is there taking blood for people. It's a partial world. Maybe because she knows somebody there and she's highly connected. The other people are not well connected to getting. The American people are suffering. A lot of thousands of graduates coming out with no job. And find out because they're not highly connected in the society, they're not gonna be able to get a job. It's a partial world. It's a partial world that someone else will bring their children, their son will go to university, come, there's a job for them, they're highly connected, they put them there. Someone else did read courses, has undergraduate degree, graduate degrees, even to PhD level with first class, with distinctions, and they are roaming around the street with no job. And they are struggling to try to find something to eat. These are well-read people who have invested their money, their time, everything about them in studying and education, but they are not able to find a fit. They are the people. People are not looking down on them. People are not, you know, talking to them in a nasty way, not respecting them. If you look at their suit, it's dusty. Look at their shoes. They are moving from one office or one company to the other looking for a job, but they can't find, you know, in any place. And their family is blaming them. You cannot find a job. What are you saying? You're still disturbing us. To give you money. Why can you get? You have to. They tell him a lot of things. Friends tell him a lot of things. They talk down on him and make him cry so many times. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that. A lot of people. It's a partial world. It's a partial. Do you understand what the meaning of partial world is? Injustice. It's partial. Some people are favored, others are not. It's for people who are qualified for things, not only in jobs and some other things. They don't get those things. But they see someone because they are connected, they get it. You know, it's a partial world. It's a partial world. Children are suffering. You know, the poor is being treated so badly. You know, the poor has nothing to eat and the children are dying of hunger. You know, it's what the brutal world we are living in. You know, and some have no houses to sleep. And these are some professors, some people who have PhD, they don't even have a shelter because they got no money. It's a partial world. It's a partial world, you know. That's what the meaning of my song. A whole lot of impartiality in the world. That you will go for something. Somebody will just look at you and maybe didn't like you and decide not to give you that contract. Decide not to give you that job or that contract because of one thing he didn't like about you. And decide to give it to someone else. But you're qualified for that thing. It's a partial world. It's impartiality. That's what my song is talking about. It's talking about impartiality. It's a partial world. God created the world. He didn't make it a partial place. He made it a perfect place. He created it beautifully. I loved it. But the people in the world came and created class in the society. In African countries, especially in Nigeria, you have inequality. And inequality, the rich are so rich. The rich are getting richer every day. The poor are getting poorer every day. There's a high. They don't have a middle class. You have the very poor and the very rich in Nigeria. Have you ever seen a country that hasn't got a middle class people in the society? Okay. So, but in some of these advanced countries, like the US and other places, they suffer racism. Racism is also impartiality, you know, where you see this person because of the color of the skin, you won't give him the job, you feel him. That one is also a partial world. It's impartiality too. So it's, but in most developing countries, it's far more in developing countries. And this has to be has to be exposed, you know. I expose it in my music, and I said, and that track, and I was saying that's the sense in this song. I was saying, life ain't easy. I know you know that, cause you can feel it. Yeah, life ain't easy, cause you can feel it. It's a partial world. A world where the princesses are walking with the barefoot, while the commoners ride on horses. You see, it's a word in the scripture. It says, the princes are walking on their barefoot, while the commoners are riding horses. You see, people who are princes, people who were born with golden spoon, all of a sudden they are walking with their barefoot. They don't have a car of their own. You know, during the time of Jesus, and during the time in the Bible, it was the car, motor car was, there was no motor cars, there were horses. You know, it's a rich people, you know, they ride on, you know, in horses, you know, expensive horses. So, but these days, we are in the automobile world. Now you have automobile, like motor cars and engines and all that, that represent the horses. So you find that even the priest has got none to ride. But the commoners are riding it and looking down on the prince. I was born with a golden spoon, now walking with the barefoot, looking down on him. It's a partial word. The Bible call it, the Bible say it's abomination for the prince to walk on a barefoot while the commoners are riding horses. It's abomination for the prince to be trekking and has got no car of his own while the commoners are riding Lamborghinis, and Rolls Royce, and Bentleys, and Jaguars, and Mercedes, and here and there. It's a partial word. The Bible calls it abomination. So that what made the word a partial place in Lahulon about the music. And in the music is talking about the people who are struggling in the street. There's a little many people, educated people, graduates, especially in developing countries, in some developed countries. They are graduates. They are in the street hustling and doing one kind of job. Some of them, in African countries, it starts seeing them selling bread and hustling in the streets. Some selling rechak and one do one deal or the other and stop working just to make an ends meet. You know, taking a risk in doing some jobs and doing some deals. You know, taking risk and every day on the street hustling to make a living. And I was telling them in the music, said this song is for all my homies out there in the streets. Battling, struggling to make an ends meet, you know. I said, my niggas, just keep your head up, you know. And keep on struggling and working hard. One day you will come out of this long, dark tunnel to see the light, you know. Have you ever been in a tunnel? I've been in a dream. I was in a tunnel, dark, long tunnel, and I was crawling inside the tunnel. I couldn't go back because there's no room for you to turn back. You keep crawling inside the dark tunnel with full of thorns, and the thorns were tearing my skin, and I was trolling and crawling for a long time. That dream was so long. At the end of the day, I came out. So many times I was down, I was going to give up, but something kept me moving on. Kept me moving on, you know. As it kept me moving on, I finished, I came out of that tunnel, and I saw the light, and I saw bright light, I saw the day, and I was happy, even though I was bleeding all over my body with bruises from the thorn, you know. My whole skin was torn, I was bleeding, but I was jubilating because I was seeing the daylight, I was seeing the daylight. Now I was talking to my homies out there in the street, battling and struggling to make an ends meet, that the one day they will come, they're going to come out of this long dark tunnel to see the light, you know. They're going to come out and they're going to live big. They're going to make the money. And life's not going to be difficult again. They're not going to be mourning in misery and agony and pains, you know, and all that. You know what I mean? So that's one of the reasons why I signed that song, you know. And it's a street song, you know, it represents the street, represents the home, represent everywhere, represent all the strugglers all around the world, all the hustlers, people who are hustling to put food on the table for them and their family, trying to make an ends meet, trying to make a living out of nothing. They are the people I made the music for. And I dedicated, I said, this song is for all my homies out there in the street, battling and struggling to make an ends meet. You know, I'm reminding all the homies out there struggling and battling, trying to make it. The things ain't easy. You know, life ain't easy. People are coming struggling to just don't want to make it. You know, don't want to make a living. Don't want to get put food on the table. You know what I'm saying? They want to eat. You know what I mean? So no, the government not going to give them the food. The government not going to clothe them. The government not going to do nothing for them. You know what I mean? They're going to have to, you're working hard every day. That's the people I'm trying to motivate. It's motivational. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them that's going to come. They're going to come out of this long, long dark tunnel to see the light. You know what I mean? You know, I've been there. You know what I mean? I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I've been, and it wasn't a dream though, but I know what I encountered. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I'm coming home with a pocket full of cash. That's when you know God is real. You know what I mean? I'm coming home. I said, my homie, you see, that you're going to work hard. Don't give up. Don't quit. Only cowards quit. People, it's only people who are cowards that quit. A coward dies a million times and a soldier dies only once. You don't have to give up. You don't have to be a coward. You got to keep fighting. You know? And I'm saying that. You know, I'm saying to my homies, I'm coming home with a pocket full of cash. I made it, you know, I'm coming home, you know what I mean? And I'm like a money-making machine. And it's a prophecy I'm prophesizing. I'm looking at, you know, tomorrow. I'm prophesizing. I'm seeing, I can look at me, what I'll become tomorrow, you know. After rain comes sunshine, you know what I mean? After all the troubles and everything, there's going to be a time, it's going to be a booming time when the blessings, when you have come out of the tunnel and seen light and you've got the grace and everything is booming, you know what I'm saying? And life going to change, you know what I mean? So you don't give up. You just keep fighting until you make it. You know what I mean? You're going to make it, but don't give up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming home in a prophecy. I'm coming home with a pocket full of cash, like a money-making machine. I mean, and rule the cash. I'm like a money-making machine now because I'm making me money. Because music is business, man. But, you know, guys, listen, I've broken the chain, man. I'm doing my music, and I'm doing big business, the music business. I'm prophesying, I'm seeing my music, where it's going, where it's taking me around the world, the money I'm making, I'm telling them, I'm coming home with a pocket full of cash, you know, my homies, you know, and I'm talking to them, saying that, but you don't give up. That's what the music is all about, you know. And I'm saying that what a brutal world we're living in. We are best friends turn to enemies and enemies best friends, you know. There be at times when your best friend turn to be will betray you. You know, and even get you killed. That even that your enemy will become your best friend. And I say, you know, who do you trust? There's so many enemies. I got friends who stab me in the back. Some people who are supposed to be my friend, but were stabbed their back stabbers stabbing me. Lying about me and trying to make sure that I find life difficult, you know what I mean? They lie about me and stab me in the back, and they come to me and they're laughing and looking at me and smiling like they love a brother. But they got no love for me, you know what I'm saying? So they stabbing me on my back. I never know that I'm going to try to do something, but they're about trying to spoil it for me. Stop it. Don't give it to him. He's a bad son. It ain't good. And they come to me smiling. Brother, you know I love you. But they ain't got no love. They ain't no brother. When you ask your brother to do something, they're never going to do it for you, you know? Something like that, so painful, you know what I mean? So this is the kind of pain I'm talking in the music, you know? It's a partial word. And I say, you only know who's a friend when the chips are down. When the chips are down, you're going to know who's your friend. Because when the going is good, when you got money you spend, you have many friends. Because some of them want to eat off your money. They want you to hang out at the best restaurants and go to movies and do stuff and play games, and you're eating money and spending money, you know. They come like they are good friends to you, you know what I mean? They gather all the time and spending your money. But the moment you're down, and you know, they're all going to run away. So it's only a good friend that's going to stick around. But fake friends run away when you're down, broken, and exhausted. they're on the way. Then you're going to link to your family. It's only your family that's going to remember you, because they're not going to throw you away. You run down to your family saying, I failed you. I failed your family. You know, I failed you. I'm so sorry, but it's not my fault. They're going to listen to you. You know what I mean? Because they're family. You know what I mean? So, and that's what the music is talking about. And in our say, children are dying. It says that the poor, it's a brutal world. The poor are suffering, you know. I'm seeing so the poor people suffering so much. And sometimes I shed tears when I look at the people who are suffering in the street. And I shed tears, you know. I feel for them. A lot of people are having a lot of suffering, a lot. I shed tears all the time, you know. Look, people, they haven't eaten. See little children walking around, their parents are begging in the street, and they got no food to eat. I'm looking at that. I'm crying in my mind. So what can I do to help these people? What can I do? I try to put money, but the money's not going to be enough. What am I going to do to help the poor people? And I want to help the poor, you know what I mean? That's one of the things I want to do. I want to help the poor people, people who cannot eat, and people who cannot clothe themselves. I'm going to clothe them too, you know what I'm saying? So I talked about some of the brutal world. Some people don't even have a shelter to cover them, you know. They don't have a roof over their head in the street and suffering, you know. I shed tears all the time. And because of that, I'm coming home, and that music is like I traveled overseas, and I'm saying I'm coming home, you know, to see my little girl. I said, I told you I'm the bow and arrow that shot down the riches, and I'm looking at the riches. See, the riches learn to grow wings, the riches learn to fly, and I'm walking, and the riches that's mine, that's flying over me and laughing at me. I'm looking at the riches and say, my God, my own riches that I got to take my bow and my arrow. I shot down the riches, and I said, would you blame me? And I got the riches on her knees, begging me, please, can you take me back? And I'm laughing at the riches. And so I told you, I'm the bow and arrow that shot down the riches, you know. So, and I'm coming home with the pocket. I'm coming home to see my little girl, because I met it. My little girl is my daughter, my little daughter, Princess Grace Saucer. I'm coming home. I told you, I'm the bow and arrow that shot down the riches. And since the riches learned to fly, I learned to shoot. Would you blame me? Baby, I finally made it. And I'm coming home to see my little girl, Princess Grace Saucer, my diamond. Princess Grace Saucer is my daughter. She's a princess. I'm a prince. I'm a prince. My daughter is a princess. And the princess, and her name is Grace Saucer Diamond. So I call her, you know, I finally made it, and I'm coming to see my little girl, Princess Grace Saucer, my diamond. You know, daddy loves you. I'm the daddy. You know, daddy loves you. And, you know, I will never let you down. I will never let you down, my baby. You know, I will never let you down. All I want to see is a beautiful smile on my daughter's face, on my baby's face, and I will make her happy, provide her what she wants. Make sure I put food on the table. I'm a work hard. I'm going to do whatever is possible to put food on my baby's table. You know. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, in the music. And I keep talking to people never to give up. I know people are going through. I'm telling them that my homies, don't give up. Don't give up, you know, in what you do, you know. And I know that just do your part and leave the rest to God. Work hard, do your part. God will finish it for you. I know with determination you will see the light. That's what the music is talking about. And I said to, I know all your pains and all your misery and all your and all your difficulties and anger and everything. But upon all this, I saw the light shining on you. And I said to them, baby, picture me rolling in my white horse Mercedes Benz. You know what I mean? Picture me rolling in my white horse Mercedes Benz. And I was saying, I bought Mercedes Benz 2021. It's called White Horse. And it's a custom made white horse Mercedes Benz 2021 model. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm prophesying. And I'm telling, I'm looking at how the song is big, and I'm ruling it. Can you feel me now? Can you see me now? Walk more high, get more paid, my niggas. Walk more high, get more paid. You know what I mean? Walk more hard and get more paid. When I say I'm talking to the girl that was rejecting me, the girl that was looking down, I said, can you see me now? Look at me. I'm in my Mercedes Benz 2021, brand new. You know, look at me. I'm ruling it in my one horse Mercedes Benz. Can you feel me now? Can you see me now? I told you I was going to make it. I told you I was going to make it no matter what. Come my way, I was going to make it. I'm going to break the wall, I'ma make it. I told you I was going to make it. Thought that I wasn't going to make it. Thought it was finished with me. It thought I'm finished. I was never finished. I was kept working hard all the time. That's what I'm telling the girl, the lady. You know what I'm saying? Look at me now. Can you feel me now? Can you see me now? Look at me. I'm rolling in my one horse Mercedes. Look at me. Life changing. Look at me, man. And I'm saying, my homies, walk more hard, get more paid. Walk more hard, get more paid, my niggas. Walk more hard, you know? That's what the song is talking about, you know what I mean? And I talk about my friends that left me. I saw my friends that were supposed to be my friend. They're no good friends, you know what I mean? When the going is good, you see friends popping, man. Why don't you buy me a beer, buy me a champagne, I want to eat chicken. You go into the restaurant, they're going to want to get, they're going to declare for more. They're going to eat, and your bill, they're going to bring the bill for you. They'll eat, dine, do whatever, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, when things seem a little bit down on you, see them run away. So when I say in the song, when my friends left me, I got Jehovah my God, who's got my back. Yes, it's Jehovah my God. I got my back, you don't understand. There's something that actually how it came. I put my brothers and my sisters' name in it. Let's say something to me. I got provoked. They say, by the way, it was God I was supposed to put his name on this thing. You know? They say, when my friends let me, I got Jehovah, my God, who's got my back. Now you know my God is real. And I give him the glory. You know what I mean? So my God is alive. He's real. Because he's one that put food on my table on the daily. Put food on my table in the morning, my breakfast. God always makes sure I have my breakfast. I have my lunch. I have my dinner. And my God also makes sure that I'm on a shelter. You know what I mean? And make sure I'm living well. It was God taking care of me. When the going was tough, was God that was there that loved me. That's why I put Jehovah, my God, who's got my back. If not for him, and I wouldn't even be talking, because all friends left and ran away, and people were like rejected, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, God made sure that he used the people that he used to bless me, and those people he used to bless me is still family, you know what I mean? It's still my family, still my family. So, and why I gave God the glory, if not that he blessed the family that blessed me, they would not bless me. Throughout my trial times, God was there for me. But God was planning something bigger. He was planning something bigger. God never wanted me to be a pauper. He knows when he put me, he knows the destiny for me, you know what I mean? God want my music to go around the whole world. I was going on my music. I read and studied pharmaceutical sciences, studied pharmaceutical analysis, did clinical drug development, had master's, had advanced postgraduate diploma, got distinction, first class, and everything. But those degrees did not do nothing for me. Couldn't put food on my table. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it looks like it's your fault, but it's not your fault. There's some things fighting against you that was the enemy. But at the end of the day, God is saying to me, are you going to keep talking about your medicine or your pharmacy while I put so many talents and I give you so many gifts in you? You don't have to rely on that. I put so many gifts inside of you. So it's left for you to discover who you are. Find out what I put inside. I put many. You're not going to suffer the day you discover what is that gift. All those gifts I gave you, you're going to see that you will become a trillionaire. Not even a billionaire. If you recognize the gift that is inside of you. and begin to use it. And that's what is happening right now. And me and my wife was talking about learning skills. And I was talking to my wife. Do you know what skills, which skills is greater than music? Is it not a gift? Which skills is greater than music? If I got music skills. I'm not going to say because I have a master's degree and I studied in some of the best universities in the United Kingdom. And I'll say, if it is not working for me, it's not working for me. And I can't go and keep putting my head there always. And I say, I'm not going to do my music because I'm a master's degree. I'm above this. No, why would I say that? Above what? Music got no age range. Music is what you can produce. It has nothing to do with who you are, your personality. It's got nothing to do with where you're coming from. What the people want to know, that you put the good music out there for them to listen and they get motivated. They get motivated. People want to know that you put the good music that they're going to want to listen to, that makes meaning, and not to put the beats. You know, these days, people enjoy beats of the song. They don't look at the meaning of what the singer or the rapper is saying. When you listen to music these days, you find out music is not getting people talking and they're not making sense, you know. But you need a music, like something that make a lot of sense. Now, teach people. That's the kind of song you need. That you can stay in your car, you are jamming this song. That you can stay in your office during your break time, you're jamming this song. That you can come back home, you're coming back from work, you're jamming this song. You are home, you're jamming it. And it's motivating you. This is what that is a partial word is all about. So, it's a whole long... If I keep talking, this is a podcast, If I keep talking in this, my podcast is going to be a long, long story. But to cut the long story short, what I want to say to you is, I want you to help me fulfill my dream of making 20 million streams. 20 million streams before the end of June is my target. Remember, I told a girl, there's a lady I was talking to in Canada. She lives in Canada. We chat, and she's saying that June, that it is too short for me to make 20 million streams. And I said to her, I'm not of a little faith, you know. It's what my faith is telling me, my belief. I'm superior. My belief is I'm superior, including my music. And I got my faith. And it worked for me. If you got faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be moved and cast into the midst of the sea, and it will come to pass. That's what Jesus said. You know, and I know what I put in the music. I know it's going to go like that. So, that people will come to want to say, how possible can you make 20 million? So my brother, my sister, it's possible, man, if you believe. It's not about seeing. Most people say it's seeing before believing. Seeing before believing. Faith is not seeing before believing. Faith is believing before seeing. You believe before you see. And not seeing before you believe. Because if you see before you believe, it's no longer faith. But if you believe before you see, that is what is called faith. You know what I'm saying? So who says seeing is believing is wrong? It's not faith. It's for the faithless people. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to play a part to fulfill my dream of making 20 million multi-platinum streams on a Spotify and other shops around the whole world. My music is in the whole shops in the whole world. You can get my song in all the digital stores all over the world. So it's not only on Spotify. The reason why I keep telling people to go on Spotify is because Spotify is free, you know? You get the free and do what? Unlike some like YouTube music, and some of them you have to pay and register, like Apple Music and all that. So Spotify has taken music to another level. Now you have independent artists that are making waves. I saw a girl, she's an independent artist. She made 10 million multi-platinum, 10 million streams. And some guys as well like that. And artists get discovered through that way as well. So I want all of you out there who's listening to this podcast. My name is Tim Kings. Tim Kings is my artist name. Tim Kings. Tim Kings, that you go there on the Spotify. Okay. If you're finding it difficult, I would say go on a Spotify Lite. They have Spotify Lite and download it. When you download it and sign up, and you know what you do again. If you download, go to your Google Play Store, download Spotify Lite, then sign up. When you sign up, then you go and search for the artist. My artist name is Tim Kings. Tim Kings. You type Tim Kings and click on it, and all my songs will pop out. And you see them pop out on the screen of your phone, and you know you can play it, you can stream it. And that's on my mind, but you can see the latest one is a partial world. I will say to you, I owe you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, out there the whole world, men and women, wherever you are, you want to listen to these songs for all ages. And go to your Spotify. I met this dream be fulfilled. When you type Tim Kings there, you see my songs. It's streaming and stream. Don't just stream once. When you go there, you stream and stream. You share to your family and ask your family to share, and your family and your friends, and ask your friends and your family and your family to share to their friends and family until it become viral. It go virally multi-platinum. You know what I mean? In the streams, you know. So we're going to make it out there. We're going to make it work. Now I want you to do that for me. I need you to do that for me. And that's why I put on this podcast. I put on this podcast so you can listen to it. And you're going to hear my music on the background of what the music is going to be playing on my background, on the background of this story. And I want you to listen to it. Thank you very much. Remember, every little stream counts. And you can do it much more and more and more. Thank you. This is Tim Kings. Thank you, my fans out there. God bless you. Amen.